As we celebrate Independence Day this weekend amidst all the fireworks, cookouts, and parties, I think it's good for us to reflect back on what it is that we celebrate and what makes our country truly unique among all the nations of the world. We go back to the 4th of July, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was approved by the Continental Congress. And they said in that document, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." One of the things that was unique about this document is that it specifically stated that governments are not meant to coerce or to rule over people, but to protect individual rights. And if we look at the rights that are guaranteed, beyond the right to life itself, what is the most sacred right that we have? James Madison, who was the author of the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution, which included the right to freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, he said, quote, "Conscience is the most sacred of all property." So the most sacred foundation of what they call the pursuit of happiness is the freedom to follow one's conscience, meaning to live by God's laws and to follow God's laws. Conscience is the action of applying God's laws to the situation, the concrete situation that we're in. And so what James Madison is saying is that the most sacred foundation of the pursuit of happiness is the ability to live out and to be obedient to God's laws in the way that we live. Freedom does not mean doing whatever we want. A society where people engage in and indulge in every whim is going to be a terrible society. It's going to be filled with every kind of evil and perversion imaginable. That's not the freedom that our founding fathers envisioned. What they were talking about was the freedom to live by God's laws, to form our consciences properly according to God's teachings, and to freely live out our religious beliefs and convictions in society. The founding fathers recognized that we were created by God for union with Him. And so human beings should have the ability to live out God's laws freely. And so that's the foundation and the purpose of the United States. It's a country that enables people to follow God's laws and to live out their faith in accord with right conscience. And so the strength of our nation is not in the strength of our military. It's not in the stock market or how strong the economy is. The foundation and strength of our nation is found in the faith of individual citizens and the strength of their faith. And then the strength of our Catholic parishes and the strength of the Catholic Church throughout our nation, which is critical to the future of the United States. Because it's through the church that people are educated and formed in the practice of the faith. That's where the greatness of America lies. It's in the faith in the hearts of individual citizens. I think it's important to recognize how dangerous it is that people across our country are leaving the practice of organized religion. And secularism is taking over, you know, stripping God away from our political system and out of our schools and out of our nation. And many people think that the United States is supposed to be a secular nation, that that's the way it was founded, but it's not. And many people think that it's okay that our nation becomes secular, that it's really not going to impact us that much. One of my favorite quotes from one of our founding fathers is from John Adams, the second president. He said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." And so what John Adams is saying is that if you take a people that are moral and religious and they treat each other with integrity and they speak the truth, people who are virtuous, then you can give them freedom. But if people do not respect the values that are necessary for society to function properly, and values that are necessary for the strength and the foundation of the family, if you have a bunch of immoral people, you can't give them freedom. And so our nation is founded on a constitution that is made only for a moral and religious people. The U.S. will not survive as we know it as a secular nation. Secularism will pull away the moral foundation and the moral norms that are necessary for our country to flourish. The greatest danger to our country is not from China or North Korea. It's not COVID-19. The greatest danger to our nation is the collapse of organized religion and people who are turning away from religion and away from the practice of the faith. There's a phrase that's coming into use in our political system, in some of the judicial branches and some of the legislation, and it's a phrase you'll hear it once in a while, freedom of worship. And on the surface, it sounds great. Yeah, freedom of worship. We want freedom of worship. But we need to be cautious with this, because what freedom of worship is actually an attempt to replace freedom of religion with freedom of worship, which is something far more restrictive. And so freedom of worship, when they use that phrase, what they mean is that you can come to church and you can believe whatever you want within the doors of the church. But the moment you step outside of the church, your rights end, and you do what the government tells you to. If the government tells you you're not allowed to pray in a public school, then you don't pray in a public school. Or if the government says you have to cover contraception in your health insurance policies, then you do what the government says, whether it's in accord with right conscience or not. And so our nation was not founded upon a very restrictive notion of freedom of worship. Our country was founded upon a very expansive view of the freedom of religion, the freedom to live out our faith outside of the church walls. Our first reading is a prophecy about the coming Messiah. And it says that our Lord's dominion shall be from sea to sea and to the ends of the earth. And that when the Messiah comes in his reign, we will truly have peace and prosperity. All nations of the earth rightly belong to Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings, and he is our King. And our nation, along with every other nation of the world, rightly belongs to him. But the difference is in our nation that we do not force people into a religious belief through the power of government. In our nation, people are free to embrace faith in Jesus Christ and devotion to him within their hearts and within their souls. And so on this Independence Day, we pray for our nation. We pray that the reign of Jesus Christ will be extended through our country. And we pray that the Catholic Church may flourish within our nation. And we pray that the freedom that we enjoy will not be viewed as a freedom to do whatever we want, but a freedom to live by God's laws, to properly form our conscience according to proper teaching, and to live that out so moral goodness may flourish within our country. The more we allow the reign of Jesus Christ to extend through our nation, the more free we will become.